We lift up your name. We declare your magnificence and your brilliance. We acknowledge you are God, that there is nobody above you. You are God all by yourself, nor is anybody beside you. You are God by yourself. As we pray tonight, O God, let our minds, our hearts, and our spirits be in one accord. And let us see the movement of your Spirit in the heavens as we are praying tonight. Let there be something that changes in the atmosphere, even in the places where we are lifting up and raising up this prayer tonight. Father, let our faith be elevated. Let there be an expectation in our hearts that God is about to do something on behalf of somebody tonight. You said, God, in your word, you are looking for those whose hearts are loyal to you, that you might show yourself mighty on their behalf. Tonight, oh God, show yourself mighty on somebody's heart, on somebody's behalf. Those that have been believing, those that have been standing on your word, those that have been raising up a prayer before you, oh God, let them be not in disappointment, but let there be a release of the answer to their prayer. Let there be a change in their situations, a change in their circumstance for your glory and for your glory alone. In the name of your Son, we pray that, God, our hearts and our minds are expecting something that happens to be of a God kind, of a God nature in our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the word of faith that has been dropped up in our spirit, for the word of faith that has been meditating, that we have been meditating on, and the word of faith that has been rising up in us, O God. Tonight we are believing that somebody's life is going to change. We are believing that somebody's heart is about to change. We are believing that somebody's situation is about to change. We are believing that there are doors that are going to be opened. We are believing that, oh God, there are things that are about to be coming to an end, and there are things that are about to commence in their lives, things that have been ordained and orchestrated by the heavens to happen for them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, for you are a God who makes a way where there seem to be no way. You are a God who brings the streams and the rivers in the desert places. You are a God who brings life where there has been lifelessness. You are a God who brings hope where there has been hopelessness. You are a God who brings faith where there has been faithlessness, where there has been disappointments. God, you bring a change, that there is rejoicing where there has been mourning. There is gladness because you stepped in the midst. I pray that, God, tonight somebody is facing a financial situation that you are intervening in, a financial situation that you are changing in the name of Jesus. That they have been in a place of insufficiency, but God, tonight you are bringing them to a place of enlargement. You are bringing them to a place of overflow. You are bringing them to a place of abundance. Father, every seed that they have sown that must bring a harvest now, I pray in the name of Jesus that harvest is being released in the name that is above any other name, that nothing shall stand in the way of taking away the harvest that is coming. Nothing shall stand in the way of taking that which God has said is going to place into their hands in the name of Jesus. And Father, the things that we stand on, we believe based on your word. You are the one who said you rebuke the devourer for our sake. That, Father, whenever the enemy has been coming in to take anything from us, tonight, God, you are rebuking the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus. We declare that tonight our joy is being restored. Tonight, our gladness is being restored in the name of Jesus. Father, step in their marriage and rearrange things that have been out of order, rearrange things that have been out of alignment, and bring them into alignment in accordance with your word. You said, whatever you have put together, no man shall put asunder. What you have put together, no spirit shall divide. We stand on that word, the firm foundation, that word that shall not be shaken. We believe that that word is true, and we stand here by faith, O God, tonight, appropriating the effects and the impact of that word, the fullness of that word upon that marriage in the name of Jesus. That God, David cried out that I have been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. We stand on that word, O God, concerning us, that he said he had never seen the righteous forsaken. We declare that our God has not forsaken us, that our God is going to be with us until the end. Because of our faithfulness and our uprightness before God, we declare that our children are going to prosper. Our children are going to succeed because there is a pattern that has been set before them in their lives, a pattern by which they will prosper. That, Father, the blessings of generations are going to come upon our sons and our daughters. That, God, they will not struggle with the things that we have struggled with, but God, you are bringing them to a place where they can see your mighty hand, they can see your goodness. Allow them to overcome the obstacles that are standing in their way. Allow them to overcome the enemy when he comes in their way. Father, truly show yourself to be the God who raises up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. Tonight, O God, we declare that this prophetic word shall be a standard against what the enemy is wanting to do in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, by the authority of your Spirit, go and purify and sanctify every relationship that they are involved in. That which is of God must remain, and that which is not of God must be removed from their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray that, God, tonight, that wherever in their lives there has been a weakness, that, God, tonight you step in the midst thereof and show yourself to be mighty. You say it in our weakness, your strength will be made perfect in that area of their weakness. O God, let your strength be perfected in the name of Jesus. Let your wisdom, O God, your manifold wisdom be released upon them. Let the spirit of wisdom find a resting place upon their shoulders. You said in your word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. We stand on that word and we believe that word. Therefore, let the fear of God rise up in their hearts. Let the fear of God, the reverence of God, rise up in their spirits, that they may walk with such wisdom, they may walk with such stature with God, because you have revealed and unveiled yourself unto them in the name of Jesus. I stand now, O God, declaring your word tonight and say, this is the day of change. This is the day of change. This is the day of change. Father, where arrows of disappointment have shot our hearts, where we have been in despair because of the things that are happening around us, I pray that, God, tonight the atmosphere begins to change. Tonight situations begin to change for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, I pray pray that God, the strongholds that have been standing in the way, the obstacles that have been established by man to keep us in a place of weakness, to keep us in a place of despair, that God, tonight you step in the midst and change it in the name of Jesus. Obstacles that are seemingly insurmountable, I pray that God, tonight those things are being moved out of the way. Mountains and challenges that have been erected by men to keep us imprisoned, I pray that God, tonight there is an anointing to remove those mountains out of their way. I declare that you are the God who goes before them to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. You are the God who makes the crooked places straight. I pray that God, where men have been tapping into the spirit of darkness to contain and continue ruling and reigning over man, that tonight the light of God is shining and those things are being brought to bear in the name of Jesus. Father, double-faced people speaking one thing from one side and speaking another things that are contrary because they desire to maintain their position, I declare that God, tonight the truth of God is going to reign. I declare that tonight the true heart of God is going to be made known. Those that stand in the way to resist what God is about to do, I pray that God, tonight in the name of Jesus, they be taken out of the way for your glory and for your glory alone. Should their hearts remain hardened, O God, let calamities come upon them that the things of God may prevail. Those that resist the will of God, I pray that calamities will come upon them that the will of God will prevail. You are a God who is righteous. You are a God who is just. Let the righteousness and the justice of God prevail. God, how long shall kings rage, O God? How long shall they contend to resist that which heaven has said must happen in this day and in this hour? God, they may seem to be people of great significance as being seen by the eyes of men, but God, their hearts are in your hands. I pray that God, tonight you begin to turn their hearts in the name of Jesus. Let them be fearful of God and not fearful of man. Let them not, God, apply injustices to man, but let them do that which is just and righteous before God. Father, tonight I pray that you begin to trouble their hearts until they do that which is right before God. If they desire not to God, I pray in the name of Jesus that life and death is in your hand, that God, you may move them out of the way, that the cries of those that are oppressed, O God, may be heard, that the liberty that is being cried for by those that are in affliction, O God, may be established in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight we point our words to those that are in political offices. We declare in the name of Jesus, you will not resist what God is about to do on this earth. You will not resist what God is about to do in this nation in the name of Jesus. We declare that the foundations of this nation, that which is godly that has been spoken, let it rise up now in the name of Jesus. God, as they plot to maintain power Let them be rendered powerless by the kingdom of light. Let the kingdom of God show itself mighty, rule and reign. I pray that God, those that are plotting to oppress, oh God, the masses, let there be divine visitations, that conviction may come upon their hearts, that they may do that which is right before God, that they pursue their own selfish agendas. God, overrule and overthrow their agendas. Let the agenda of heaven be established now in the name of Jesus. Let their plottings, oh God, come to zero, God. Let their schemes and their designs crumble and fall to the ground. Alliances and associations that they have formed to resist that which God is about to do, let confusion step in the midst, oh God, and bring it to the ground in the name of Jesus. That God, atia basande rushabai kutumbre he raita rabasha karande, in the name of Jesus. That God, those that are calling your name in vain, God, in the deceitfulness of their hearts, I pray that God, that they realize that there is a God who is just. There is a God who looks for the oppressed. There is a God who looks for those that are under affliction. There is a God who is concerned, who is concerned with the widow. There is a God who is concerned with the orphan. There is a God who is concerned with the alien in our midst. There is a God who's looking in the Nabasheke Riba Sakabahaya Reshabande Proshebe Karanda. God, you are the one who was able to show yourself to Nebuchadnezzar that you are God. Let it be done in this nation so that those that rule may know that there is a God, that they are not a law unto themselves, but there is a lawgiver who sits in the heavens for your glory. And for your glory alone, I thank you, O God, and I praise you, O God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to let you on a little secret. If you didn't know, maybe this thing will come back into remembrance when you remember who God is. I want you to remember that God's laws are just and God's laws are perfect. Somebody say hallelujah. God's laws are just and God's laws are perfect. And I want to let you know that God will not stand any longer by the side to see the innocent being oppressed. God will not stand by the sideway to see the widows being oppressed. God will not stand by the sideway to see the orphans being subjected to the things that men are subjecting them to. I want to let you know that there is a God who's rising up in this hour to defend the weak. There is a God who's rising up in this hour to defend the poor. There is a God in this hour who's rising up to defend the powerless. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I do not care what political office they hold. There is a God who is above them in the name of Jesus. There is a God who is above them. There is a God who is above them in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that tonight justice be served in the name of Jesus. Habashiri. I want to let you know that there is a God who sees the wickedness of man. There is a God who does not judge men according to their outward appearance, but there is a God who searches the hearts and the minds of men. There is a God who knows knows the hidden things of man. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight I pray for the fear of God to rise up among you. For the fear of God to rise up in your heart. Somebody say hallelujah. That means when the fear of God begins to rise up in your heart, you realize you are not dealing with a God who does not see, but you are dealing with a God who sees all things. You are dealing with the God who knows all things. You are dealing with the you are dealing with the God who says he has no fellowship with darkness. You are dealing with the Bible says God has made darkness his pavilion. The Bible says God, even darkness, God has authority over. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a God who is able to see even the deepest and darkest things you might hide from everybody else. There is a God who sees those things, and there is a God who will judge those things. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, once again in the name of Jesus. Tonight I call and advocate for you to walk uprightly before God, for you to follow God's statutes and judgments in the name of Jesus. I want to let you know that money will not buy you righteousness. I want to let you know that money will not buy you integrity before God. I want to let you know that your education will not buy you integrity before God. I want to let you know that your rhetoric power will not buy you authority before God. I want to let you know that you cannot buy the favor of God. I want to let you know in the name of Jesus, you cannot buy your way into righteousness. You cannot buy your way into the grace of God. God, if there is anybody on this line who thinks they can buy their way into God, I pray that God, they begin to realize that it is not that way with God. You cannot live your way one way and expect God to do something different in your life. You cannot live like the world and expect God to do things on your behalf. It is time you stand up and say, God, this I am letting go. This I am laying down. I am pursuing you, O God, with all my heart, with all my might, with all my strength. I'm pursuing you, God. Oh, shake. It is time you stop pursuing God just when you are going through affliction. God is worthy to be praised in his coming and in his going. God is worthy to be praised in affliction or in your seasons of rejoicing. God is worthy. In the name of Jesus, I want to let you know somehow I feel something rising up in my spirit to make you understand, to make you realize that there is a God who sees what you do Sunday to Sunday. There is a God who sees what you do every day and every hour. There is a God who sees all those things. You cannot be paying God lip service and you expect God to operate on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, we seem as if we have forgotten that he's a God who judges the works of man. He is a God who judges the intention of man. He is a God who judges even the very thoughts of man. He is a God who judges all unrighteousness. Oh, shit. Can I just tell, I feel something here, right here tonight. I want to let you know that God has not changed his position with regard to what is sin. God has not changed his position to what is unrighteous. God has not changed his position to what is unholy. What is unholy, it has always been unholy, and God will not accept that in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Or can I tell you, let me just go a little bit deeper here. Crocodile tears will not move God in the name of Jesus. They will not move God. The show and the performance you put whilst you're in the midst of people will not move God, because God is looking at the intention of your heart. In the name of Jesus. It's what is in your heart that God is looking at. In the name of Jesus. The countless hours you have stood before God, bringing a performance before people and expecting God to accept that which you are giving before Him. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe we are in a season where God is exposing the foolishness of humanity. God is exposing the foolishness of man. God is exposing the things we thought were hidden. Those things that are an abomination before God, God is bringing them to the open. God is bringing them to the open. God is bringing them to the open. That which you thought no man would ever know, God is bringing it to the open. God is saying, deal with your stuff, deal with your things, bring them before me before I bring them before other people. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that I know that God is forgiving. I know that God is just. I know that God is full of long suffering. I know that God is full of grace. I know that God is full of mercy. But I want to let you know, how long shall God strive with your heart? How long shall God strive with your heart? How long will God strive with your heart? The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Today, make a decision. Today, make a decision. Are you serving God or you are serving man? Are you serving God or you are serving man? In the name of Jesus. Father, let this word echo in Washington, D.C. Are you serving God or you are serving man? The Bible says, cursed is the man who leans on the arm of flesh, but blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So often we have lifted up our voices, crying unto God. Crying unto God to change things. I feel tonight that God wants to change our hearts. Somebody say hallelujah again. God wants to change your heart. See, what is the point of religious performance without getting a hold of God? What is the point of wanting God but not wanting Him to change your heart? Tonight, it is time to let go of some things that we have thought have defined us, but they are ungodly. Things we have thought make us who we are, but our identity is in God. Things we have pursued, but they are unprofitable unto us, because they have not been ordained by God for our lives. Tonight it's time to let it go. Make a decision. I hear the word spoken by Joshua. Choose ye this day whom you shall serve. That is the question I'm putting upon your heart tonight. Choose whom you will serve. Will you serve your political party, or you are going to serve God? choose who you will serve today. In the name of Jesus, choose whom you will serve. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm going to jump over, just to make a quick transition here, I'm going to jump over Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt... Jesus. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor that for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. I say the question I am posing upon your heart. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whose secret place you shall dwell under. Choose this day who shall be your refuge. Choose this day who shall be your fortress. Choose this day who you shall trust. Choose this day who you shall trust. If you trust in God, you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you trust in God, He shall deliver you. If you trust in God, He shall be your habitation. If you trust in God, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 by thy right hand. If you trust in God, but you have to make that decision. Are you going to serve God, or you are going to be serving man? You have to make that decision tonight in the name of Jesus. The reason why I'm explicitly asking for this, for you to make a decision, is that your mind cannot be swayed to follow that which is of man, when you have said, I will follow after Jesus. I will follow after God. I will trust in God. I want to let you know that the things of men fail. Man will disappoint. The Bible says the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. They do things to be right before you, but they are hiding the intentions of their heart, so that you trust them, so that they get what they want. And when they get what they want, they abandon you. But I'm telling you, there is a God who promises never to leave you, never to forsake you. And God is true to His word. And everything that God is doing is not for the benefit of Himself. It is for your benefit. In the name of Jesus, that is what differentiates between God and man. God does things for your benefit. The Bible says, for God loved the world that He gave, not because He wanted anything from you, but He gave because He loved you, which is the true definition of love. Now, some people will give you things because they want something from you. Will you trust a man who does things for you with an ulterior agenda, with an ulterior motive? Trust in God. Trust in God. And when you trust in God, verse number 15, you shall call upon Him and God will answer When you are in trouble, God will deliver you, and God will satisfy you with long life, and God will show you that He is your salvation. You have to make that decision tonight in the name of Jesus. You have to make that decision tonight. It is God and God alone. It is God and God alone. And as you have made your decision that it is God and God alone, I want you to let you know that there is something else that happens in your life. Now, because you have made the Lord your refuge and your fortress, God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. The Lord will go before you and disable every trap that has been set by the enemy. You have chosen to make God your fortress, to make God the God of your salvation. God will order your footsteps. God will bring you into a place of enlargement. God will cause the blood to war on your behalf and appropriate that victory that is in the blood upon your life. In the name of Jesus, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that when we are dealing with the things of God, we are not dealing with the magic potion that you pull out when you are in trouble. Somebody say hallelujah. We are not dealing with something that you just pull up because you have a need. I'm talking about a God who wants to have a relationship with you. I'm talking about a God who wants to empower you. I'm talking about a God who wants to prosper you. I'm talking about a God who wants to enlarge you. I'm talking about a God who is never changing. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I want to say this thing. I'm going to say some things tonight that may offend some, but it's okay. I feel under the conviction of the Spirit to say what I have to say. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel the conviction under the Spirit to say what I have to say in the name of Jesus. Tonight, you have to understand, in the sight of God, there is no Democrat. In the sight of God, there is no Republican. In the sight of God, there is no, you cannot wave your political affliction before God as your ticket to get into the grace of God. Anybody hearing me? You cannot wave your political affiliation as a flag before God to get into His graces in the name of Jesus. Show me in the Bible where it says that you bring your political affiliation and God will let you enter into heaven in the name of Jesus. Because these are systems designed by men to benefit men. Those things will not stand in the sight of God. God is upright and God is just. God is not a Republican. God is not a Democrat. God is not a Libertarian. God is not an Independent. God is just God, period. Are you hearing me? God is just God in the name of Jesus. There is no way Isha. That says you have to join the Republican Party for you to be just before God. There is nothing that says you have to join the Democratic Party for you to be just before God. In the name, it says seek out your own soul salvation. You by your Isha kete prosha. I want to let you know, there's no way it says you're going to go before God and say, "Oh, my days, I voted Republican, give me an entrance into heaven," or to say, "I voted Democrat, give me a ticket into heaven." It says the fear of the Ishike. Anybody hearing me tonight? Is the fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom. It is not a political affiliation. creation, it is the fear of God that is the beginning of all wisdom. In the name of Jesus, Sheka Bahaya, Bahaya, Bahaya. I feel this rumbling and wrestling in my spirit. Let somebody understand in the name of Jesus. There are weightier matters that are standing before God than your political affiliation. Anybody hearing me? There are weighty matters that your life is going to be judged by, not Shabasekita Bahaya De Sedibosh. In the name of Jesus. Anybody hearing me? In the name, I'm not launching a political campaign. I'm just telling you what the word of God says. I'm just telling you what God is declaring right now. Are you going to be able to stand up before God righteously and do things that are right before God? Anybody hearing me? Why do I say that? Because there are some things that are going to be presented before you that are not just before God. Are you going to go with God, or you're going to go with your political affiliation? Anybody hearing me? In the name of Jesus. In the next few months, it's coming. You are going to have to make a decision. Do you stand with God, or do you stand with man? Do you stand with God, or do you stand with man? The Bible says there is a way that seems right unto man, but it leads unto destruction. In the name of Jesus. So I ask tonight, why do we spend our time judging each other by our political affiliation? Putting labels on people. Never concerned about their spiritual position with God. We are more inclined to believe them because of their political philosophy. Yet never take the time to judge their hearts and their intentions. Because we, as the people that have been called by God to stand in the gap for the nation, we are busy judging people by their political affiliation, not by how they are walking before God. In the name of Jesus, I said, you make a decision. Do you stand for God, or you are standing with man? And if you decide to stand up with man, to put your trust in man, to put your trust in the systems of man, there is a curse. Because the Bible says, cursed is the man who leans on the arm of flesh. Trust in God. Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he shall direct your paths. Anybody hearing me? Gosh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I say it again today. Make a decision. I echo the words of Joshua. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom you will serve. And I showed you the benefits of serving God. I showed you the benefits of serving God. You make a decision today. You make a decision tonight. I am not going back to the way things used to be. It's God and God alone. Somebody say amen. It's God and God alone. It's God and God alone. It is God and God alone. It is God and God alone. One final thing that I want to say today, and I'll be done. One final thing. There may be many, part A, part B, part C, but it's one final thing. Somebody say hallelujah. Here's the thing. You have to understand that the word of God is important. that the word of God is important. The word of God is important. Why am I saying that? Because we cannot put the words of political leaders above the word of God. We cannot put the words of men above the word of God. Why am I saying that? We cannot put our faith in the words of man, but we can put our faith in the words of God. Now, here's the crux of the matter. Here's the crux of the matter. There's only one thing that's supposed to bring faith in your life. Anybody hearing me? There's only one thing that's supposed to bring faith in your life. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It does not come from what you hear on CNN. It does not come from what you hear on Fox News. It does not come from what you hear on MSNBC. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith does not come from the word spoken by your favorite politician. Faith does not come, but it only comes by hearing what? The word of God. That is, the Bible says, even God has exalted his word even above his name. That's how important it is. Now, here is the thing. The instruction for your life is not supposed to come from man. The instruction for life should come from the word of God. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. So tonight, what position have you established for the word of God in your life? What position have you established for the word of God in your life? I say, choose this day whom you will serve. Number two, what position have you established for the word of God in your life? That means, do you allow the word of God to instruct you? Do you allow the word of God to reprove you? Do you allow the word of God to rebuke you? Do you allow the word of God to produce truth in you? Do you allow the word of God to bring faith in you? So I said, choose this day whom you will serve. Number two, what position is the word of God in your life? Based on the choice that you have made, there are calamities or there are good things that are coming your way. Somebody say amen. Amen. Amen and amen. I'm not apologizing for the way things have gone today. All I want to let you know that there is a God who is sitting on the throne, and he sees the hearts of men. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let those that are mighty in the sight of men, but are contrary to the will of God, be brought down in the name of Jesus. Those that have ascended to position of authority because of wickedness, let them be brought down in the name of Jesus. Those, O God, that abuse people because they are in authority, let them be brought low now in the name of Jesus. Those that are intentionally cause affliction upon people to maintain their positions, let them be brought low in the name of Jesus. Those that are striving, resisting what God is doing, let them be brought low in the name of Jesus. Those that are resisting the cry of the oppressed, let them be brought low in the name of Jesus. Those that are trampling on the weak, let them be brought low in the name of Jesus. Those that are plotting, in the name of Jesus, to destroy destinies, let them be brought low in the name of Jesus. Father, you said all power in heaven and earth is yours. Bring them low today in the name of Jesus. Now, there is an understanding that man has a tendency of abusing whatever he is given if it benefits him. Father, those that you have given charge over man that are abusing their authority, bring them low today in the name of Jesus. You know, we always say the higher they go, the harder they what? They fall. Tonight, let some men that have ascended in legal positions of authority fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. Let them fall in the name of Jesus. Let them fall in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. 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 If I go too long, I may just get into trouble because the Spirit is whispering things that are so mighty tonight. But I want to let you know that it is time for some politicians to fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. It is time for some kings to fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. There is a cry. There is a cry for justice that must be satisfied. There is a cry of the afflicted that must be satisfied. There is a cry of the poor that cannot go unanswered. And heaven is about to answer. In the name of Jesus. Lives are being played. Hearts of men being destroyed by every careless word. God is about to judge. In the name of Jesus. Today I feel that it was a governmental prayer that we are praying. And when I say governmental prayer, I'm not talking about dealing with government. I'm talking about being in a position of authority in the kingdom of God. And calling for that which is right and just before God to be done in the nation. To be done in your lives. Governmental authority. We legislate on behalf of the kingdom of God. We legislate on behalf of the kingdom of God. And we say, God, tonight, whoever must be brought low, let them be brought low. Whoever must be raised up, let them be raised up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing that I'm so grateful for is that salvation is not bought by money. One thing I'm grateful for is that God even declared, come and buy without money. It's time for righteous leaders to rise up now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful for all that you have done. We are grateful for the challenge you have placed upon our hearts. Today we choose, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And as for me and my house, your word shall be exalted above any other. In the name of Jesus. To God be the glory for all that he has done. Amen. Amen.